Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fonseca for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Fouck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fouck moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball four. Fouck moves to third. Vosmak moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fouck scores. Vosmak moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Fouck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simons throws the ball into Appling who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fonseca scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Fouck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fouck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fouck reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Vosmak reaches second base with a double. Simons throws the ball into Sissel who relays the ball to Com who tags Vosmak trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hodapp scores. Fouck scores. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Moore reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Appling. one out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moore. Vosmek scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Hunfield moves to third. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries pinch hits for Jim Moore. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Averill reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Detour now playing third base. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Detour settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a line drive into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Detour fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Detour fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.